Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The worst part of the hurricane story today is how long people have to suffer. Months, at least. In many cases, years. In some cases, permanently. Their homes destroyed. Their schools and libraries, parks, playgrounds, grocery stores, drug stores, and gas stations flooded beyond use or even repair. Many of them just plain blown away or sunk in raging rivers. Businesses out of business, livelihoods lost, no escape, not enough gas to get away. But the gas companies, they're doing just fine. Conoco and Shell, BP, Exxon, and Chevron. For them, Hurricane Harvey has a silver lining. The damage to their refineries is decreasing their production, increasing the value and cost of their gas. According to industry analysts, the companies will soon be charging as much as 20 cents more a gallon, fattening their profits, on top of the profits already breaking records. For the six biggest gas companies in the U.S., the combined third quarter profits just reported are $50 billion, $50 billion in 3 months, more than 10 times the money that Chicago has in its entire city budget for next year. Certainly, the gas companies have a right to profits, even $50 billion in 3 months. Maybe they'll consider spending just a tiny, tiny bit of it on those devastatingly expensive rescue efforts. Come on, guys, have a heart.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.